感谢神的恩典。
Thank God for His grace。
我们又能够来到神的家中一起来敬拜。
We can come to God's house and worship Him together。
我们来到神的殿中的时候，我们思想他的慈爱。
We come to God's house thinking about His love。
因为我们所信的这位神，永永远远做我们的神。
Because this God we believe, He is a God for us forever。
他必定做我们引路的。
He will lead our way。
信主的人永远不孤单。
If you believe in Jesus Christ, you'll never be alone.
信主的人心中永远不干渴。
If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you'll never thirst.
因为他是生命的活水。
Because he is the living water for our life.
我们低头一起祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们今天在主日的清晨再一次来到你的面前，主，我们心中充满了感谢赞美。因为当我们还做罪人的时候，你就用你的大爱，透过耶稣基督死在十字架上面，向我们倾倒你自己的大爱。主，我们也纪念到你自己的儿子耶稣基督来到世上，自己经历了许多的痛苦，为的是要我们免受鞭伤。主，我们谢谢你，今天早上当我们一起安静在你面前的时候，我们特别把一些今天第一次来到你面前的朋友仰望在你手中。主，你知道他们心中的需要，你知道他们心灵的空虚，你也知道他们目前心理或者个人家庭里面的难处。主啊，我们求你今天早上向他们说话，你自己的话语进入他们的心中，就滋润了他们干渴的心田。主，我们仰望你的圣灵在我们当中行奇妙的工作。主，我们这样子交托仰望感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名求，阿门。今天早上我要跟大家一起来看一段圣经的故事。
We are going to read a portion of the scripture, a Bible story.
是在约翰福音第三章，约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4, Book of John, Gospel of John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章，我们从第三节念起。
From the third verse.
我们念到第二十六节。
To the 26th verse.
找到以后请诸位听我念就好了。约翰福音第四章第三节，新约的圣经是在129面。这里是记载耶稣和一个妇人的谈话。
This portion records Jesus' talk with a Samaritan woman.
约翰福音第四章第三节，圣经记载说，他，这个就是耶稣基督，他就离了犹太，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地。在那里有雅各井，耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时月有五正，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对他说，请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了，撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。妇人说，先生没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫， 你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。妇人说，我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。26节，耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。然后我们跳到第39节。
And verse 39,
第39节，我们看见耶稣跟这个妇人谈话以后有一些事情发生了。那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣。
Many of the Samaritans from that city come believed in him.
因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
Because of woman's testimony, he told me everything I ever did.
于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便在那里住了2天。
So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days.
因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。
And because of his words, many more became believers.
便对妇人说，现在我们信不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见的，知道这真是救世主。
They said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard about for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the savior of the world.
39节到42节，为什么那些人有那么大的改变而相信耶稣？是因为第28、29、30节那里所发生的一些事情。
Why these people had this change from verse 39 to verse 43? Because of what happened in verse 28.
28节那里说，那妇人就留下水罐子，往城里去，对众人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？
Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?
如果我是一个现代的一个导演的话，
If I'm a modern day director,
我觉得这一段圣经所描述所记载的故事非常的适合拍一套电影。
I feel this picture we see before us can be made into a very excellent movie.
这个电影一开始的时候就是一片黄沙。
And when the movie started, we can see the whole horizon of a desert.
是一个中午太阳晒得不得了的时候。
It's in the noonday and the sun was beating down.
你从画面那个干燥的黄色里面，几乎感觉那个热气向你冲过来。
And you feel the heat wave coming from the screen towards you because of the desolation.
是一种干、一种焦、一种热的感觉。
And very hot, very thirsty, and very desolate.
然后那个镜头在那边一直瞄那个巴勒斯坦的这个不毛之地的这个环境的时候。
And when the scenery turned to Palestine, when not too many plants grow.
你看见在一个那么炎热的中午正午的时候，画面一点生命、一点活动都没有。
When in this such a hot noonday and no life was going on.
这样子一幅的描述正反映出我们现代人的心态。
And this kind of description reflects our heart of our modern day.
许多的报章这些研究或者一些报道让我们发现现代的人心中都是那样子的干渴，那样子的焦虑。
And many articles, many research papers published reflected how our hearts are so dry, so thirsty as the modern people today.
一种死，一种干，一种苦闷的那一种的感觉。
It's a frustration, it's a disillusioned, and also it's like no one can understand them. It's very dry.
然后突然间在画面的远处呢，有一个黑点出现。
And from the corner of the picture, we see a dot.
有一个撒玛利亚的妇人，慢慢我们看见这个镜头就 zoom in 在那边描述这个妇人。
And we saw this dot coming towards us, and we saw the Samaria woman coming to full view in this on the screen.
很奇怪，她一边走一边到处看看有没有人。
And while she was walking, she was looking back and forth, see if anybody see her.
好像是怕人家看见。
As though if that she didn't want anybody to see her.
如果大家还记得约翰福音第三章那边，第三章那边记载耶稣跟另外一个人谈论这个神的事情的。这个记载的话
you, if you remember what was recorded in chapter 3 in John, Jesus was talking about God's way to another person.
另外一个人是在半夜里面偷偷摸摸的，也是看见没有人跑去找耶稣。
And this man was an educated man. He came in the middle of the night to see Jesus.
今天第四章这里记载是另外一个妇人，但是是在中午炎热没有人迹的时候出现，要跑到井旁去打水。
And, but here, in the fourth chapter recorded a woman in this heat of the day, nobody was around. She wanted to come to the well to draw water.
为什么这个妇人在不该打水的时候出现在雅各井旁呢？
Why this woman would appear in this time when nobody would draw water?
如果我们刚才念过的那些圣经，你看，看过一遍，你就知道这个妇人心中有很重的罪恶感。
If you read, if you remember what we read, this a woman in her heart, there's a guilty complex.
因为她心中得不到满足，她换了一个男人，再换另外一个男人。
Because she cannot have satisfaction, so she had one husband after another.
她以为透过那种跟异性的关系可以满足她心中的干渴。
She feels that she has a companionship from opposite sex, it may fill her need.
然后她又知道那样子去做是有很深的罪恶感，因为不会被当时代周围的人所接纳。
But she also knows in her mind that to do this, that she will be looked down by the people all around her.
所以她心中有焦虑。
So she was worried.
是不自由的。
She was not free.
充满了羞耻。
She was filled with shame.
所以打水只好在不是清晨，也不是在黄昏的时候，许多妇人在那边打水，在那边闲话家常的时候出现。
So therefore, she would come in the heat of the day, noontime, to draw water, instead of in the morning or the afternoon, in the evening, like the other women would do.
这种心态，我想许多坐在这里的人可能曾经一度有过。
I think many of us may have this kind of perplexity in our heart.
如果我们以前是陷在罪恶里面的话，我们经历过这种罪的焦虑感。
And I think if you were in sin, you committed a sin before, that you have such worry in your heart.
因为你良心没有办法通过。
Because you have this anxiety, you can't go through your conscience.
你也知道你的亲人不会接纳你。
You know that your loved ones will not accept you.
每一个犯罪的人，他心中都有这个水门的这个动机啊。
Everyone who commits sin, a sinner, have a motivation of Watergate.
都想什么？遮丑盖起来。
They all want to cover their shortcomings.
因为知道自己的行为不正。
Because they know their behavior is not right.
因为知道这样子的事情让人家知道，没有人能够接纳自己。
Because if they let other people know what happened, no one would accept them.
这是一种很痛苦的心境。
And this is a very painful heart.
但是他又有需要要得水喝。
But she had a need for to drink the water.
所以只好找一个没有人的地方的时候出现。去打水。
So she came in the heat of the day, the noontime when nobody was around, she would draw the water.
如果那个时候把镜头给这个妇人一个特写的话呢？
If we have a special lens or a special character to describe this Samaritan woman,
她在那边看看有没有人会发现她。
And she would look around to see if anybody see her.
好像一只老鼠跑过街一样，她知道逢人就喊打，所以到处很害怕的就。快快的想打了水就溜回家。
Just like a little mouse go run across the street and so will not be run over by it.
很可能这个时候他眼睛所看见的就是一口井。
And maybe she could only see the well.
还有这个井所代表的那种滋润那个水能够解他的干渴，或者他要打水烧饭，要洗衣服洗澡。
Maybe she just want to concentrate on the water, it would quench her thirst or wash her clothes.
没有想到就在那个井的旁边竟然有一个人坐在那里。
But she did not think that there was a man sitting right on the well.
且很可能他看见想走，不过因为已经被看见了，就只好硬着头皮走过去就打死。
And maybe she want to go back, but she's already there, so she just had to face it.
但是那个时候在他整个心中所想的就是那口井那些事。
他
看见耶稣基督，但是他不知道耶稣基督能够解决他心中基本的问题。
She saw Jesus Christ, but she didn't think that Jesus Christ solved her problem in her heart.
他那个时候可能只意识到他外面的肉体的需要，本能的需要。
She probably only wanted the physical need, the need of thirst to drink.
但是他没有想到他心中心灵深处的需要，这个坐在井旁的人可以给他得到满足。
But she did not know that in her inner heart there is a deep yearning that this man can give it to her.
然后我们看见耶稣向那个妇人说话。
And Jesus talked to her.
他说，请你给我水喝。
He said, would you give me a drink?
这位爱他的神，他先采取主动的来接触他。
This God who loves her so much.Actively first talk to her.
为了帮助他能够了解他内心的深处的需要，耶稣基督谦卑的先向他求助。
In order to satisfy her inner need, to quench her true thirst, Jesus talked to her first.
圣经告诉我们说，当我们世人都犯了罪，如羊走迷，个人偏行己路的时候呢，耶和华把我们世人的罪孽都归在耶稣基督的身上。
And the Bible said we are all like sheep, going our own way, lost sheep. Yet God put all our iniquity on Jesus Christ, and He bore our sins.
他受了鞭伤，为了我们得到医治。
And He was beaten because we can get healed.
他受了刑罚，为的是叫我们得平安。
He was punished so we can have peace.
所以他愿意来到人当中。来满足他们心灵的需要。
So Jesus was willing to come to people to give them satisfaction.
但是很奇怪，我们发现这个妇人拒绝耶稣基督的要求。
But very odd, the Samaritan woman has rejected Jesus' request.
今天坐在这里的许多人
，Today many people sit here.
可能你也有许多的理由来拒绝耶稣基督。
You may have many reasons to reject Jesus Christ.
可能你没有想到一千多年以前那个撒玛妇人拒绝耶稣的理由竟然也是你的理由。
Maybe your reason could be similar to the Samaritan woman who has rejected Jesus.
我们现在来看第一个她拒绝耶稣的理由。
The first reason she rejected Jesus was.
第一个是什么呢
？What did she say?
第九节那里说。
Verse 9.
撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
You are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans.
所以当耶稣谦卑的先用自己的需要，希望把他灵里面的需要带出来的时候，撒玛利亚妇人说，嘿，你是犹太人，我是撒玛利亚，我们有什么相干？你为什么向我说话要水
？So when Jesus asked her for a drink in order to really give her satisfaction, and this Samaritan woman rejected, said, "You are a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. We don't have anything to do with each other."
今天有许多中国的同胞拒绝耶稣基督，是从一个很狭窄的种族的意识或者民族的这个主义的立场，把耶稣基督给他拒绝。
And many Chinese today reject Jesus due to very narrow-minded nationalism.
为什么呢
？Why？
许多人说耶稣基督是洋鬼子嘛
？Oh, Jesus Christ come from the Western civilization.
这个神好像是外国的神。
He may be the God for the Caucasians.
你看他蓝眼睛高鼻子。
You see, he has the blue eyes and high nose.
我们中国里面有那么多的神子，我们可以信，为什么要拜一个洋鬼子的神呢
？We have so many gods in our country. Why should we worship him?
这种很狭窄的民族的意识。
And this is a very narrow-minded nationalism.
把这位宇宙的创造主宰，这位神，把它局限在某一个特定的种族或者文化里。
And so, in order to limit him into certain kind of race, certain kind of nationalism, and reject him.
我们常常有一种优越的文化的这种啊，这种优越感。
And sometimes we have a superiority complex, like the other civilization's better.
我们常常会说，我们是中土之民啊，他们是什么呢？他们是蛮夷之邦啊，简直是外国人，不屑一谈的。
We can say sometimes we say we are civilized race, they are barbarians.
这里特别注意到第九节那边说他们没有来往，素来没有来往。
Ninth verse said, the Jews do not associate with Samaritans. They never have anything to do with each other.
但是许多这种看耶稣基督用这个立场、这个角度来看耶稣基督呢，不了解这位神原来是超越世上的万族万民，因为所有世上的生命人类都是从他所出的。
But we forget that he was the creator for everything, all race of people.
只不过他的计划里面选了犹太人来出来了一个神的儿子耶稣基督。
Except in his sovereignty, in his plan, he chose the Jewish people and have Jesus come out of
it. 那耶稣基督怎么回答他这个拒绝呢？
So what did Jesus answer?
耶稣就透过一句话，希望把他从这个很狭窄的民族意识里面呢，带进去那个属灵的需要。
So Jesus said this to her in order to lift her out of her narrow-minded nationalism to some eternal value.
所以他说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说话的是谁，你老早就会求他，他也老早把活水给你。
If you knew the gift of God and who it is you ask you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
那耶稣在这里带出一个永不干渴的概念。
He gave them a concept that you shall never thirst again.
只有你得到了这个神，你心中才真正的得到满足。
Only when you have this God that your heart can have.
但是这个妇人好像似乎不太了解。那第十一节我们一起来看。
Woman did not understand. In 11th verse,
she
said,
妇人说：“先生，你没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？”
So she said, "Sir," the woman said, "You have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?"
这个妇人她的思想，她的逻辑是什么呢？
What was the woman thinking? Her logic.
她没有办法了解耶稣所讲的那个高次元的那个 higher dimension 的事情。
She cannot comprehend the higher dimension things of Jesus.
她以为我思想想不通，我逻辑通不过的东西就不可能。
If I can reason, if I cannot use logic to think through, then it's impossible.
如果我用我的科学的认知的方法来了解这个现象，解不通的时候呢，大概就是不存在。
If I cannot use my rationalism, use my scientism to reason everything out, to prove everything out, then I accept, then I accept it.
我们知道这二十世纪是一个理性、一个科学的时代。
You know, the 20th century is an age for rationalism, for scientism.
我们高举科学是人类唯一能够到达这个理想国的一条路。
We uplift science as the only way to utopia.
所以他说，你都没有打水的器具，你在那边胡扯，哪里给我水喝呢？你根本自己都干得要死。
So she said, "Well, you don't have anything to draw the water. How can you give me water to drink? You're thirsty."
我们有机会跟一些念科学的人传福音。
A lot of times, I have a chance to preach the gospel to the people who study science.
他们说把证据拿来，我就信。
They said, "Give me proof, then I believe."
他们要的什么证据呢？就是可以用科学的方法来验证的，或者是通过一些实验的程序让他看得见、摸得到、听得见，这样子他就信有一位神。
They want an end result, a proof they can touch, they can see, or derive from a scientific equation, then they would accept.
我常常跟他们讲一个最简单的例子。
I give them a very simple example.
我说如果我们用来寻找真理的那个工具或者方法用错的话，我们永远找不到那个 reality。
If we use the wrong tool or equipment to look for truth, we'll never find reality.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为如果我给你一个望远镜，要你来看细胞的话呢， 你坐在那边二十四小时一个礼拜一年你也永远没有看没有办法看得见那个阿米巴或者这个变形虫。
Because if I give you a telescope, I want you to look for a cell like an amoeba, you never see it.
或者我说我给你一个显微镜让你去看这个木星土星的话呢，你花一辈子的时间在那边，这个不吃饭也不睡觉，每天都在那边看，你还是看不见这个星球。
So if I give you a microscope, I want you to look for Jupiter, Neptune, you never find it.
同样的。
Same way.
这一章圣经里面提到说，神是一个灵，要用心灵和诚实来认识。
Because God is a spirit, and his worshippers must worship him in spirit and truth.
你的方法不对，你没有办法找到真理。
Your method is wrong, you'll never find the truth.
既然我们谈到高次元的这个跟神的有关的事情的时候，我们必须用我们的信心跟我们灵里面的那个敏锐的感觉来认识。
That means things to know God. We must use our spirit and understanding God's will us to know Him.
我们硬防求说，我非要用科学的方法来找到神的话，我告诉你，你是浪费心思。
So if you really must emphasize, you must use the scientific method to look for God.
然后那个妇人又提出第三个理由了。
Okay, so the woman
said
the third reason was.
第十二节说，我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并孙子也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？
It says, are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from the temple, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?
哎呀，我们今天有许多念书的中国人。
Today we have many educated Chinese.
我们常常以我们优越的文化传统来把耶稣基督置之千里之外。
Sometimes we have the superiority of the conference because of our civilization in order to reject Jesus Christ, the living Savior.
我们真的有数千年的文化，优厚的文化，西方的文化只不过两三千年。如果谈到美国才一两百年，他们笑什么呢？
We have 4,000 years of heritage.The Western civilization is about 2,000 years. Talk about America, only about 200 or so years. What are they?
我们这几千年的文化面貌里面，没有耶稣基督，我们还不是过得多充实、多美好的一种社会的伦理道德的生活。
We have Jesus Christ in our civilization. Yet we have ethics, we have
good
land,
so
why are we losing?
所以我们从我们的这个伦理文化的角度，我们觉得圣经谈的这个人伦之道没什么了不起。这个他哪里来？是我们的，你听他的口气，这是我们的祖宗雅各。
So the Colombian
world
is our
father
in our sister.
我们就看这口井里养了两千多少人，难道你比他还厉害吗？很可惜我们没有看见，我们所拥有的这一些在人类文化里面最糟糕的一种的伦理文化的系统，也不过局限于解释或者解决我们低次元的人跟人的关系。
不
过对于有限的生命来说，这一套系统必须要把我们带到一个升华的地步。但是呢，我们没有办法运用这一套思想体系来解释我们跟人中间的关系。然后耶稣基督他知道他前面举的三个理由只不过在那边绕圈子，请大家翻开第十三节，耶稣开始单刀直入，耶稣基督回答说，
凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，滋润到永生。
Jesus said,
"Whoever drinks
the water
I give
him will never thirst. Indeed,
the water I give
him will become
in him a spring of water running up to eternal life." Jesus said, "Away from
the cup." He
said, "Don't drink from the cup. Don't drink from the cup.
Don't drink
from
the cup.
Don't drink from the cup. Don't drink from
the cup."
你再喝还是会渴，但是它是另外有一个生命的力量。这个活水，你喝了一次就，只要你愿意喝，你就不再渴。看出来了，你从今以后不再靠外界有限的事物来满足你内心深处无限的需要。
So therefore, you have
to
use the balance
of
your
infinite means in it. So the belief is that the Lord has to try to make the Lord to be able to live
the
life
of
the Lord. We depend on this eternal life,
which
is why we have to ask for a life to define our needs.
This
man, 第四节你就看见耶稣缠着人，他就跳起来了。
And just
to say, that's a good thing for the two brothers who fell. 这人说，今天，请你把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水了。
So
the third, this is this
brother
who said,
I want
to
fix
it. 他第一本的出发点是什么？这种短视的功利主义，今天许多人对耶稣基督的认识，我是想拉着他们带着转解决他们短暂的需要，我记得已经在香港的时候，我年轻的时候，那时候刚刚逃难从大陆逃出来，那么就我在难民学校里面念书。有很多爱主的就是宣教士，那么去那边传福音的时候也寄了很多救济的物品。有奶粉啊，有罐头豆啊，牛油啊，面粉啊，这些东西。就许多人那个时候来到教会里面呢，他不是要耶稣，他是要那些东西。因为你可以解决他肉身的马上的需要。这个生活的反应基本上也是这样。而且你有这个活水了，喝一趟就不用打水，他赶快给我，我要。今天有许多人来到神的家中，来到耶稣基督的面前，就是存着这个短瞎这个短视的这种功利的态度来或来向耶稣求。但是我们知道真正的要问自己，要能够进入一个更高的次元的那个境界，
我
们得接触到耶稣基督这个生命。我们必须先就是罪人的地位。耶稣基督知道他还在绕圈子。第十一节我们一起来看，很多人不喜欢这一节，因为这一节戳到他的心窝里面去了。耶稣说，你去叫你的丈夫来。
He told her, Go, call your husband and come back.
哇，这一下是什么呢？就等于一个锄头挖到他的心窝了。
And just like a hole that is right into her heart.
也可以说是一言惊醒梦中人。
We can say use one shot to hit the both eyes.
当然你会站住的。
我
不跟你谈水啊，
我
跟你谈你内心深处，你躲躲藏藏，终于跑出来打水的那一个根，请你挖出来。把你的罪给它揪出来。
Take away your sin, the root of
the problem. 那个妇人还想讲，我没丈夫啊。
So she said, well, I have no husband.
就是说，对你说的实话。
So Jesus said, you're right.
你没有丈夫。
When you say you have no husband.
现在有的这个也不是你的丈夫。
The one you have married is not your husband.
你已经有过五个丈夫。
You already have had five husbands.
人所不知道的，神看得清清楚楚。
You think you can get away from God? God knows everything about
it. 我们在神面前是无法隐藏我们的所思所想所言所行。
We cannot hide from that. Every fiber, every thing, every thought, God knows everything.
当然，你不一定今天有五个丈夫或
者有一个丈夫。Obviously, you may not have five husbands, but she did.
但是，如果我们从这个丈夫把它引申来看。今天你的丈夫是什
么？
你尝试用什么来填满你内心深处的空虚呢？你知不知道你拥有的不能够满足你的需要？你知不知道你拼命想抓住在那边累积的东西，不能够把你带到永生里面去？你的丈夫是什
么？
是不是金钱？财富？名誉？地位？洋房？股票？爱情？你心中尝试用那样东西来填满你那个需要的那个东西，可能就是你的丈夫。
So many times you use other things to substitute the position you should give to God.
圣经告诉我们说，以偶像代替神的那个就是罪。
The Bible tells us if you use idols to worship idols instead of true God, this is sin.
罪的结果是什么？是空虚、焦虑、痛苦、失落、死亡。
What is the end result of sin?
是空虚，是。
It's in vain. Emptiness, it's death, it's separation, it's worry, it's perplexity.
Wow, 19th verse, this
woman
said, 太好厉害，你一定是心理学家了。
19th verse, the woman said, you are great, you must be a psychiatrist.
她说，先生，我看出你是先知了。
I can see that you are a prophet. Whatever I have in me, you know everything.
但是这个妇人很厉害。
But this woman was very shocked.
在座有许多的朋友可能比她更厉害。
Many friends here are even sharper than her.
你可能你的理由更多。
Maybe you have even more reasons.
这个妇人一跳。
And she jumped.
第二十节说，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们到时候应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
And she jumped. She said, our fathers worship on this mountain, but you just claim that the place where we must worship is.
他又在跟耶稣基督在玩这个捉迷藏的事情。这个游戏，他一跳跳到有什么问题呢？他跳到这个谈论这个宗教的仪式跟教条这一方面的事情，一种刻板的教条主义。他说，我不跟你谈耶稣基督，我不跟你谈神，我们来谈一下天主教跟基督教的分别。
Let's talk about God or talk about the true God. Let's talk about the difference between Catholics and Protestants.
为什么有的是点一下，有的就按下去一两秒才起来呢？
Why some of them have sprinkle? Why some of them
have
total immersion?
为什么你们的基督教那么多分门别类，那么多派别，就你？
Why you have so many denominations in Protestant church?
为什么信耶稣要来教会了，我一个人在家里面睡在床上跟他讲话不是一样吗？
Why should I come to church? Why can't I worship God in my own bed?
这个妇人非常聪明。
This woman was very
smart. 我想她的 IQ 一定有150以上。
Maybe her IQ was exceeding 350.
她一跳就跟他谈礼拜，这礼拜该在这里呢，还是自己有一个教堂这个问题。
And she was talking about where should we worship? Where should we have the church?
今天许多中国同胞们，他们拒绝耶稣，也用这些理由。
And many of the Chinese use the same method to reject.
他说我们拜菩萨、观音、拜这个许多我们中国的神子，不是一样吗？
Why can we worship Buddha and all the other idols? It's the same.
为什么要接受这个西方来的宗教呢？
The religion comes from the Western civilization.
我们乐善布施，我们修桥铺路，不也就一样可以到达那一条路，那个要去的地方？
Can we do some social service? Can we reach the same end?
为什么我们一定要信耶稣呢？
That's why we believe in Jesus Christ alone.
二十一节非常重要。
21st verse.
请大家细心看。
Let's read it very carefully.
二十一节。
21st verse.
我不晓得他们已经在那边谈了多久。耶稣画龙点睛的就说了一句话。
And Jesus condensed and said,
妇人你当信我。
Woman, believe me.
妇人你当信我。
Woman, believe me.
约翰福音第十四章第六节那边。
John 14,
第六节。
6 verse says,
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
你们所拜的，你们不知道。
Whatever you worship, you don't know.
我们所拜的，我们知道。
We worship one.
然后耶稣谈到，这个神是一个灵。
And Jesus said, God is a spirit.
我们不能够用科学那个呆板有限的方法来验证神的存在。
We cannot use a scientific method to have a proof.
等于我们不能够用望远镜来看细胞。
Just like we cannot use a telescope to look at us.
我们不能够用显微镜来看星球。
You cannot use a microscope to see the stars.
我们必须用我们的心灵和诚实来到神的面前。
We must worship in spirit and in truth.
敬拜的地方、仪式，这些都是次要。
Wherever we worship, the place, the legalism, the method, doesn't matter. It's secondary.
宗教的比较、文化的比较，那个也不是那么最主要的。
Religious comparison or civilization comparison doesn't matter.
重要的，今天早上耶稣要你面对自己，诚诚实实的来到主的面前。
The most important thing is every one of us should come to God personally, truthfully.
你的人生真的很充实很满足吗？
Is your life filled with satisfaction?
你心中常常有声音在那边责骂你自己，说我不该做这个，我不该做那个吗？
Do you have a lot of times in your heart that the small voice tell you that you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that?
如果我们心中空虚，
If we have emptiness in our heart,
我们在那边有许多的活动，我们人生走过一段很长的路。
We have many activities. We have many long way to go in our lives.
但是当我们夜阑人静、半夜梦回的时候，想到我将要往何处去的这个问题的时候，
But in the middle of the night, when everybody is asleep, everyone is quiet, where are you going? Where are you going to end up?
你真的你觉得拥有一个幸福的人生吗？
Do you really have a blessed life?
还是你感觉里面很空、很干、很焦的那种感觉？
Or you feel it's empty, you're dry, you have anxiety in your heart.
耶稣基督说，我就是那个活水。
And Jesus said, I am the living water.
喝了我这水的，永远不渴。
Those who drink shall never thirst again.
耶稣开门见山，画龙点睛的把这个妇人的需要给她点出来。
Jesus told her directly what her need was.
今天神透过这段故事也对你说话。
Today Jesus is speaking to you through the story.
如果你还没有认识耶稣基督的话，
If you have not known Jesus Christ as your personal savior,
你还在那边逃避面对自我的话。
If you're still trying to escape, face yourself.
或者你在心中为许多的罪恶在那边挣扎苦闷的时候，
Maybe you're struggling for many problems and sinful and bondage.
我想我们应该效法这个妇人。
I think we should learn from this woman.
这个妇人怎么做呢？
What did she do?
最后第二十五节，妇人说。
And this verse, she said.
妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的耶稣基督这个人要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我。”耶稣说：“这和你说话的就是他。”
I know that the Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, "I who speak to you am he."
他不仅仅是 一个变魔术的人。
Not only he was a magician.
不仅仅会变许多的这个神迹奇事。
Not only he could perform miracles.
他不仅仅是好像这里所说的一位先知，能够洞察人心深处的事。
Not only he was a prophet, knows every inner thought.
他是那位救世主弥赛亚。
He is the savior of the world.
他要来拯救世上失丧的灵魂。
He wants to come.To save the lost soul.
第二十八节，那妇人就留下了水罐子，往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看呢、啊，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？”
Then leaving the water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I did. Could this be the Christ?"
他本来想要用水罐子来打水，解决他肉身暂时的需要。
Originally, she wanted to use the jar to satisfy her temporary need.
当她碰到耶稣，耶稣把她心中的罪给她指出来的时候。
When she met Jesus, Jesus pointed out her inner problem, the sin in her heart.
我欣赏她呢，是有那个勇气来面对自己，而且采取行动来接受耶稣。
I appreciate that she not only could face herself, and she had action. She just left her water jar.
所以那个水罐子不再那么重要。
And the water jar was not important.
因为他找到一个活水。
Because she found the living water.
那就是耶稣基督。
That was Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明。
And God's love has manifested to us. Even when we are sinners, Jesus died for us.
圣经也告诉我们说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他权柄做神的儿子。
Those who receive him, accept him, that he will give the right to be the children of God.
因为耶稣基督已经成就了我们该尽的本分。
Because Jesus has accomplished and finished what we should have done.
我们犯罪，神说罪的工价就是死。
We are sinners, the wage of sin is death.
但是耶稣基督已经担当了我们的罪债。
But Jesus has already bore our sin.
今天只要我们能够效法这个妇人。谦卑的在神的面前。
Today, if we're just like this woman, to be humble before God.
说神啊。
To say God.
我是一个罪人。
I'm a sinner.
我真的是犯了许多的罪。
Yes, I have sinned.
我人生没有目标。
I don't have purpose in our life.
我也不知道过人生过世以后到哪里去。
I don't know where I'm going when I die.
但是今天谢谢你。
But today, thank you.
你让我认识耶稣基督。
You let me know Jesus Christ.
知道他为我的罪死在十字架上。
To know that he died for me on the cross.
我要打开心门接受。
I'm going to open my heart.
然后你找到这个永远不干渴的水。
And you will receive this living water.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，今天早上你再一次向我们说话。
Lord, we thank you. Today, once again, you speak to us this morning.
你透过这个犯罪的妇人，让我们看见自己的光景。
Through the sinner Samaritan woman to see our own condition.
主，我们心中实在干渴。
Lord, our heart is dry.
我们在寻找爱，但是我们找不到。
We're looking for love, but we can't find it.
我们寻找幸福，但是两手空空。
We're looking for some sort of a blessing, but we're empty with our hands.
我们寻找满足，但是我们一直在干渴里面。
We're looking for satisfaction, but we are in dryness.
主，谢谢你今天早上让我们看见我们是一个罪人。
Lord, thank you this morning to let us see that we are sinners.
我们心中有各种不同的丈夫在那边控制。
We have many different husbands, just like the woman did, who controlled her.
主啊，求你今天早上帮助我们每一个人。
Lord, help us, each one of us this morning.
特别是在我们安静低头祷告的时候
especially while we are praying quietly bowing down our heads closing our eyes
如果在座有朋友第一次听见耶稣基督的福音的
if any friends relatives this is the first time you heard about the gospel of Jesus
你愿意像这个撒玛利亚妇人一样谦卑地来到神的面前说我要这个活水
you would humble yourself just like the Samaritan woman saidI want this living water.
你需要你的干渴被满足。
You must have your thirst be quenched.
你需要你的空虚被填满。
You have to have God to fill your emptiness.
你需要找到一个人生的目标跟意义。
You must have a direction and a purpose in your life.
今天神早在今天早上神就要给你。
This morning, God wants to give it to you.
如果你真的需要的话，
If you really need Him,
我要你跟我一起做这个祷告。
I want you to pray this prayer with me.
你在心中默默地向这位爱你的神祷告。
You just pray very quietly in your heart.
跟着我这样子祷告。
After what I say.
说神啊。
Lord.
我今天早上才知道我是一个罪人。
This morning I know I'm a sinner.
我以前用许多的理由来拒绝你。
I used many reasons to deny you before.
今天早上我要承认我是一个罪人。
This morning I want to admit I'm a sinner.
我承认我心中干渴。
I admit that I have dryness in my heart.
我承认我有许多的罪恶的感觉。
I have many guilty feelings.
我也承认我人生里面没有意义跟目标。
I have no direction or purpose in my life.
今天我要耶稣基督。
Today I want Jesus Christ.
我相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
是爱我到一个地步，当我还做罪人的时候，就为我死在十字架上。
He loved me to a certain extent that even though when I was a sinner, he died on a cross for my sins.
他的宝血已经洗净我的罪。
His precious blood has washed away my sins.
现在我要打开我的心门。
Now I'm going to open my heart.
主耶稣，求你进入我的生命里面。
Jesus Christ, Lord, come into my life.
做我的主。
To be my Lord.
满足我的干渴。
To satisfy my sins.
洗净我一切的罪。
To wash away my sins.
让我有一个新的开始。
Let me have a new start.
如果你做了这样子的祷告。
If you have prayed this prayer with me.
我为你感谢神。
I praise God. Thank you.
因为神悦纳那些忧伤痛悔的人的祷告。
Because God accepts those people who have a groaning heart and a heart spirit.
为了让我能够为你进一步的祷告。
I want to pray for you.
我希望刚才那些做祷告的人把手举一下。
Let me see. If you prayed with me with that prayer, just raise your hand. I'll pray for you.
我要请教会继续为你们祷告。感谢主，请把手放。
Praise God. Okay, put down.
感谢主。
Thank God.
还有没有这样子
的？Anyone else?
神爱你。
God loves you.
他要给你永不干渴的活水。
God will give you this living water.
今天是你做决定的时候。
Today is your decision day.
我只要求刚才做过这样子祷告的人把手举一下。
And if you have prayed this prayer with me, just raise your hand. We'll pray for you.
我要为你感谢神。
I thank God for you.
感谢主，我看见还有没有
？Anyone else?
还有没有
？Anyone else?
我们要用诚实跟心灵来认识神。
Let us know God with truth and with honesty.
神爱你。
God loves you.
他要把这个活水给你。
He wants to give you this living water.
你已经做了这样子的祷告。
If you've already prayed this prayer with me.
让我们为你高兴。
Let us be have joy with you.
也为你祷告。
And pray for you.
还有没有这样子的人
？Anyone else?
刚才有这样子的愿意的心。
If you have this heart.
也做了这样子的祷告。
And you have prayed this prayer.
愿神给你这个决志，很清楚的说，我已经做了这个决定。
And let God give you the understanding that you have made such a decision.
我再问最后一次，有没有这样子的人？刚才
Anyone else?
请你把手举一下。
Just raise your hand. We'll pray for you. Anyone else?
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
知道你的话语。出去永不落空的返回。
To know that your word is out, it will not return in vain.
求你保守这些在暗中做了祷告的人。
Please protect those people who have prayed with us.
让他们真的有一天有那个勇气站在人面前来见证他们是已经信靠你的人。
Today, one day they would have the courage to stand before the public to declare your name.
你继续帮助保守这些人。
Help these people continually.
让他们在你的爱里面能够有长进。
So they can grow in your love.
让他们从今以后知道他们是一个新造的人。
To know that they're new creation in God.
他们有了这个永生的盼望。
They have this eternal life.
也在心灵里面许多的干渴得到满足。
And their thirst will be quenched.
我们谢谢你在我们当中。
Thank you, God.
我们这样子感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.